the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
With Coach Paul Cantabene after Stevenson beats Lynchburg 10-9, Coach, the first thing that jumps out at me was just what a freaking tremendous college lacrosse game that was.
It really was. You know, I think it went back and forth. They had tons of action both ways. And, you know, I thought their goalie, I give a lot of credit to the Lynchburg. I thought they played really well, especially their goalie. I mean, he had seven or eight spectacular saves, I thought, and really kept them in the game for the most part. So, but I give credit to our guys. We know we're really playing a tough brand of lacrosse right now and selling out and everything. And I thought the defense did well. I thought Garrett played well. He led about three. We thought he should had, but as a freshman in this environment for the first time, you know, he performed pretty admirably. And I thought our faceoff guys got better as the game went on, giving us a chance. And so and moving to the 10-man ride in the second half, I thought really gave them some problems as well, clearing the ball and giving us some good opportunities.
The play that Dom DeFazio made here in the corner, he has been so good of late. I saw what that did to your sideline in the final moments. Just what does it mean to you to see Dom make a play like that late in the game?
Well, I think he's got to go in the 1 minute and under back check in the scouting report. he's got good at, but hey, you know, he's just really good at timing it up, and you give him a chance, he puts it on the ground. But, you know, I thought and thought all the defensive play. We thought we did a great job on 13. I know he ended up, I think, with two. And 51, we did a great job on. Those are two great players. And I thought they got theirs, but I thought we really defended them well and made the other guys really have to carry the load for them.
You know, this was a game that was nip and tuck, cat and mouse. You could not get out in front. They just kept sort of putting in. What changed in the third quarter that allowed you guys to sort of turn that into your favor?
Well, I thought we finally made some plays, you know. And, I mean, we weren't getting a whole lot of calls out there, and so we had to make some plays, and I thought Steve made some plays, and then Wade made some plays, and that's how you win these type of games. You don't make some plays, you're not going to win. And, I mean, these are tough, big, physical teams that go after each other, and I thought we just made enough plays, and Wade turned it up, and that's what we have to do. And that's how we have to play. We have to sell out, and I think we're doing that, and it was really good to see the guys make some plays and do what we needed to in the end to win the game. Those tough plays to get stops at the end are huge.
That's wins now this season at Cortland. That's a win over the number one team in the country. This is, you know, for anybody that was worried about how the season started, obviously things are going the way you want them to go at this point.
Well, we're getting there. I mean, we must be the best 6-4 team in the country. But, you know, we're getting there. I mean, there's a lot of great teams that played a lot of really tough schedules. Like, Lynchburg is going to be just fine. You know, there's a lot of good teams that played really tough schedules that records might not be that good. But come late April, they're going to be really tough outs.
Coach, congratulations on a big win.
Thanks a lot.